Casting Network.
You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Thursday, May 24th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And, so it's Thursday night, heading into another weekend, a holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And I still don't know. Hey, is everybody working, Manny, on Monday? Do we know? What's going on? Yeah? So just typical Monday. Okay, so I guess we'll all be here Monday. Well, that's wonderful. It's still a holiday weekend and still very, very exciting, certainly. I'm excited because gas hasn't gone up crazy amounts yet. I'm sure it will. But it's kind of been a holding pattern, I guess, here locally. So, but it'll be interesting. I don't know if you have plans for the weekend, if you're going to go and do something special, maybe travel around, maybe just go to the store and you know, make the economy happen with your hard-earned dollars. I don't know. I have no plans whatsoever, zero zip zilch, and I'm fine with that. I'm kind of actually moderately excited. I'll probably just catch up on some work, and I did that today. I did a lot of work today. I spent a lot of time on the phone talking to a lot of people about a lot of things and a lot of research and a lot of time on some news and various things like that. So it's been a pretty chaotic day. It's one of those times when you don't really feel like you're completely caught up on anything, right? I know you know how that feels. I certainly do. I feel like I've been running behind or running to catch up all day long, but I feel pretty good today, and yeah, very exciting stuff. We had some rain here in northwest Arkansas. Check the extended forecast. Supposed to be rain for the next 7 days, so we'll see if it actually happens or not. But I spent quite a bit of time today dealing with pests in my garden, snails and whatnot. I used to think for some reason that snails were good for plants. They're not. They just eat everything, so they you know, I just, maybe it's just me. I'm not big on killing things, so I try to take the snails, and I just, you know, wait till they go up in their shell, and I just fire it out into the woods. It works okay, but they just keep, either they keep coming back, or more snails keep appearing. I don't know, but I'm losing the snail war, so I might get to a point where I just have to go walk around stepping on things. I don't want it to get there, but it may get there. It may get to violence and snail bloodshed. I don't know. I don't even think snails bleed because I've stepped on them on occasion, accidentally. Anyway, I'm completely off track here. Anyway, speaking of, you know, the verges of conflict and whatnot, I talked about immigration and sort of what's going on with that. That's still very much in the news, and it will continue to be until something more pressing sort of drops down in its place. And I think that given the current situation, I think it's Iran. I really do. I'm watching all the things, all the maneuvering and all the little behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm reading about, which, of course, I'll clue you into when we do our news here tonight. But it's pretty amazing stuff. So we'll talk about some of that here in the first hour. Our guest will be joining us in the second hour, and we'll chat with him for a while. Lee Kroc, of course. Very excited always to have Lee on the show because it's a great benefit, of course, to you guys who have never heard this stuff before and for those who maybe are strapped for cash in this time, as we all are. Great opportunity to win an energy cleaner, visit the Energy Lodge, and all that stuff. Absolutely cost-free to you. So wonderful. And as I said, plenty of news. We'll talk about that. And, yeah, so welcome, all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And lots of great information there, books, CDs, DVDs, information on how you can get a hold of the powers that be at the network. And volunteer to do something. Help out. Send a donation. If you make purchases through the network, obviously you help fund our operations. If you contact Robbie at the Republic Trading Group, you can help out by purchasing gold and silver. Those funds also go to the network as well. So you can help us continue doing what we love to do, which is, of course, expose the truth. Talk with you guys about it. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're joining us this evening. I know everybody's got busy stuff these days. Lots of stuff going on in your lives. I feel it, too. I sympathize, but you've made time for us tonight, and I appreciate that. Hopefully, we'll keep you enlightened and entertained, outraged and amused, all of the like. Okay, so this first story comes from the London Telegraph. The London Sunday Telegraph, as if that matters, May 21st. Here's what it says. U.S. officials are bracing for the prospect that Gordon Brown, Tony Blair's almost certain successor as British Prime Minister, will act quickly to reduce his country's military commitment in Iraq. So again, this is a concern. Tony Blair stepping down. This Gordon Brown individual, don't know much about him yet. Looks like he is most likely going to succeed Tony Blair. So what happens then? Well, obviously, you got an unknown element to a certain extent. What's he going to do? Is he going to be our partner in the war on terror? Is he going to yank his troops out? And so on and so forth. Because, again, you know, when you think about it, we've been told that Great Britain is our biggest ally in the whole war on terror. And for the most part, I'm sure that's true. However, just because Tony Blair makes it so doesn't mean it's so, right? So we continue with the story. President Bush has been briefed by White House officials to expect an announcement from Mr. Brown during his first 100 days in power on British troop withdrawals. Such a move would be designed to boost the new prime minister's popularity in opinion polls. Because guess what? People in the U.K. feel the same way about Iraq that we do here in the U.S. They don't think it's a good idea. It's not working. It's people are getting killed, and nobody's really happy about it. So Tony Blair steps down, presumably under pressure for a variety of things, but, you know, most definitely for his support of the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, all that jazz, and presumably Iran as well, if it were to come to that. But Gordon Brown is stepping in, and he might want to try to have some sort of political longevity, in which case he might decide to bow to the will of the people, as an elected representative should, although I guess not quite elected representative of the people in his individual position, but it's immaterial, honestly. So it goes on, Mr. Bush recently discussed with a senior White House advisor how to handle the fallout if the U.S. were to lose its main ally in Iraq. A source close to Mr. Brown insisted that U.S. fears are quote-unquote unfounded. Said the source, take it or leave it, right? The source said this, quote, Gordon is a committed Atlanticist who wants to strengthen and deepen our ties with America around our shared values, and he wants to persuade the rest of Europe to work in closer cooperation with America, end quote. Well, thank you, close source, but that doesn't really help us much. There's no guarantee, certainly. Mr. Brown, speaking at a Labor Party event yesterday, defended the decision to go to war in Iraq, but seemed to leave the door open to reassessing the extent of Britain's commitment. He said in response to shouts from the crowd of get the troops out, he said, quote, the number of troops that started off was 44,000, and they're now just 7,000, and that number continues to go down, end quote. Sounds to me like he's all about pulling the troops out, or, again, maybe just in this sort of, you know, interacting with the public thing. He's telling them what they want to hear as typical politician fare. Mr. Brown also said, quote, I'm going to go out to Iraq and look at the situation and see what is happening, end quote. Well, that's a good thing, because, you know, he'll be definitely in the action, right? I just want to pop in there and see what's going on. I just want to see what's happening. What's the haps there in Iraq? Let me go and visit the gang, see what's going on in my old hometown of Iraq. And, of course, he's not going to see anything. He's just going to talk to some people and so on and so forth. But then again, who knows? A close ally of Mr. Brown called over the weekend for British troops to be withdrawn from Iraq more quickly. So very interesting. During a farewell trip to Iraq over the weekend, Mr. Blair said his successor would continue his policy, which, again, in typical politician style, is a very uninformative pseudo-reassurance. I assure you that the person who's not me, who's not making this assurance, will continue to do what I've done, which is what? Who knows? Here's another one. This one from May 21st, and you can find this at gulftimes.com. It says, Prime Minister-designate Gordon Brown is planning an about turn in the country's Iraq policy by bringing the troops home as soon as possible, press reports said yesterday. U.S. President George W. Bush has been warned by advisors that Tony Blair's successor could put at risk the quote-unquote special relationship between Washington and London by announcing the withdrawal of the 7,100 British troops from Iraq, the Sunday Telegraph reported, which we just read from. According to the unconfirmed report, Brown is planning to make an announcement on withdrawing his troops within his first 100 days in office. Blair, who was unflinching in his support of Bush in the Iraq War, leaves office on June 27th, and Brown is unopposed in the race to replace him. So, here we go. June 27th. Write that down on your calendar. It's about, I guess, 33 days or so. Big things could happen between now and then, because right now we've got Tony Blair. He is supporting us, in which case, you know, you'd think that if something big develops, that his successor would continue the policy because it'll be a brand new issue, right? If we go to war with Iran or something like that, a terrorist attack happens, perhaps something like that, presumably he would continue these policies. Now it goes on. Brown said last week that mistakes have been made in Iraq and announced an inquiry into Britain's Iraq policy. He also stressed that London would adhere to the obligations it had made to the Iraqi government. The Sunday Telegraph said there were high-ranking individuals within the Pentagon and the National Security Council in the U.S. who had expressed, quote, fears about Brown, end quote. He also, the newspaper, quoted one U.S. official as saying, Quote, there is a sense of foreboding. We don't know if he will be there when we need him. We expect a gesture that will greatly weaken the U.S. government's position, end quote. So that's from a U.S. official, again, of course, anonymously. But listen to this. We don't know if he will be there when we need him. Not we need him now and we need him to be here now, but in the future when we need him, we don't know if he will be there for us. Indicating, again, it's not Iraq so much is a concern as it is Iran. I think that's a fairly valid assessment. Just my take on it, though. Brown has indicated that his foreign policy would differ little from Blair's pro-U.S. stance and support for the so-called war on terror, but that he wanted more economic development alongside military means. He has pledged to go to Iraq to meet British military commanders and personnel soon. Meanwhile, Brown yesterday experienced a firsthand lingering resentment over the Iraq war when his opening address to a Labor Party meeting was disrupted by a protester. She was escorted out of the event, which was picketed by about 60 protesters from the Stop the War Coalition, which has led demonstrations against military action since before the invasion in March of 2003. Obviously very determined group of people, honestly. Six candidates are standing for the Labor Party deputy leadership. Results will be announced on June 23rd. So again, Tony Blair going to step down on June 27th. His replacement will be announced June 23rd, presumably unopposed. Gordon Brown will be the replacement. Now, it's still a full month out, folks, before something, if anything changes, we'll have to wait and see. But again, we wonder if Gordon Brown will be there when we need him. It's just, again, future tense. Now, whenever somebody starts to waver in the old war on terror, what tends to happen? Well, presumably, if you're Al-Qaeda, you would say, hey, this group of people is waffling. They don't want to be a part of this war on terror. So how do we convince them that they should quit the war on terror? We bomb them. Right? Well, you'd say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Exactly! That's kind of my point. Whose poll numbers go up when a terrorist nation is struck? Of course, its leader. And here we found this story, which, again, it came out a month ago. It came out April 22nd. And you could find this at the Times Online over there in the UK. It says, Al-Qaeda leaders in Iraq are planning the first, quote-unquote, large-scale terrorist attacks on Britain and other Western targets with the help of supporters in Iran, according to a leaked intelligence report. Conveniently linked, of course. Spy chiefs warned that one operative has said he was planning an attack, quote, on par with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, end quote, in an attempt to shake the Roman throne, which is a reference to the West. Another plot could be timed to coincide with Tony Blair stepping down as prime minister, an event described by Al-Qaeda planners as a, quote, change in the head of the company, end quote. That's weird, isn't it? The head of the company? Why would Al-Qaeda say that? Wouldn't they say the head of Satan's lapdog army or something like that? But they said change in the head of the company. That just doesn't really sound like Al-Qaeda terminology to me, but maybe that's just me. But again, Al-Qaeda is going to attack as Tony Blair is stepping down. Wouldn't that just reinforce whomever is stepping into Tony Blair's shoes? Wouldn't that just reinforce their commitment to the war on terror? Wouldn't that completely turn around the mind of the public? Wouldn't that be exactly what Al-Qaeda does not want? Again, I'm no military strategist. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I'm not privy to special information, but I do have, I would think, a healthy dose of common sense, and it seems to me that this is not common sense. From Al-Qaeda's perspective, why? Why would they do that? Doesn't make any sense at all. Goes on, the report produced earlier this month and seen by the Sunday Times appears to provide evidence that Al-Qaeda is active in Iran and has ambitions far beyond the improvised attacks it has been waging against British and American soldiers in Iraq. There is no evidence of a formal relationship between Al-Qaeda, a Sunni group, and the Shiite regime of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, but experts suggest that Iran's leaders may be turning a blind eye to the terrorist organization's activities. So saying, well, we don't know for sure that Iran is involved in Al-Qaeda, but they certainly aren't stopping Al-Qaeda. Who is, right? The intelligence report also makes it clear that senior Al-Qaeda figures in the region have been in recent contact with operatives in Britain. Now, how interesting is this? Intelligence reports make it clear senior Al-Qaeda figures in the region have been in contact with operatives in Britain. Well, if they know that there's some contact going on, why can't they track it and trace it? They got cameras everywhere in the UK. They got surveillance everywhere. It's a big-time surveillance society. And for some reason, they know for a fact that Al-Qaeda operatives are somehow in contact with, communicating with, operatives in Britain, but they have no idea where those operatives are, who they are, or what they're planning to do. But let's just let them float around out there in the general public and not do anything, right? Doesn't make any sense. None of this stuff does, which is why we're talking about it. Stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Continuing on with this story here, it says analysts believe the reference to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where more than 200,000 people died in nuclear attacks on Japan at the end of the Second World War, is unlikely to be a literal boast. Despite aspiring to a nuclear capability, Al-Qaeda is not thought to have acquired weapons-grade material. However, several plots involving dirty bombs or conventional explosive devices surrounded by radioactive material have been foiled. Prove it! Like Jose Padilla, the dirty bomber, right? Who did what? Well, he traveled around the world. He talked to some people and made some statements like, hey, I think I'll make a dirty bomb. And didn't actually do anything, just kind of talked about it from what I understand. And, you know, of course, now Jose Padilla is the dirty bomber. Kind of like, what's his name, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. He had a bomb in his shoe, granted, but at least, you know, he had the bomb. Whereas Jose Padilla, the dirty bomber, didn't actually have a dirty bomb. Never made an effort to make a dirty bomb, at least didn't acquire anything, didn't build anything, and yet he's the dirty bomber. So, again, we hear these stories. Al-Qaeda, well, you've got the British replacement for Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, thinking, well, you know, it's possible he might not be there for us when we need him. We're expecting him within his first 100 days to announce that he's pulling the troops out. Well, first 100 days, again, you can use that window of opportunity. But, again, we got about 33 days before all this happens. We'll see how that goes. Interesting number, of course. And who knows, my friends, who knows? I just think it's very intriguing. There's talk of the British pulling their troops out, and then just not too long before that, a story about Al-Qaeda possibly planning an attack on British soil, possibly in conjunction with the day or around the time that Tony Blair steps down. So if it does happen, I think it's quite noteworthy, because then again, who knows, Tony Blair might have said, well, maybe I'll stick around. I do have a lot of experience in this whole war on terror thing. But it's not just the British who are thinking about pulling troops out. It's not just British who are having a threat of terrorism either. So anyway, we'll continue that in a second. But let's jump over to the phones. Linda in Oregon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
After listening to you go through that article, I don't know if you want to talk about slugs anymore.
Oh,
that's what
about. Weird. Okay. Fill me in on some slug information.
Okay. I went along for years doing slug wars and using all of the typical stuff, you know, different baits and things mm-hmm. like that, which some of them are extremely dangerous, you know, for birds as well mm-hmm. as if you've got pets or kids.
Or plants in the garden, I'd imagine. Probably not too healthy for the vegetables, but...
Well, I don't remember there being a problem with the vegetables, but it was more, you know, live,
sure.
other critters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At any rate, we have two little dogs. And so around this particular place, when we moved in here, I had no idea. But I think every slug and snail in the state of Oregon lived on this property. At any rate... I didn't want to do anything really bad, so I started making the pop bottles with the bait inside that they could crawl inside and eat it, and the animals couldn't get at it and stuff. All of those little things I'd heard about. And finally, I heard about a product. Can I say a product name?
Sure. As long as it doesn't have a FCC, an anti-FCC approved word in its title.
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out, huh?
Okay. It's called Sluggo.
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 Okay.
Seriously.
And what is it? The powder?
It's kind of a granular type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's iron. There is no poison in it as far as your pets.
Yeah.
That's what attracted me about it, is it is completely pet friendly.
Wow.
And as it dissolves, it goes into the ground, and the worst thing it does to the plants is makes them greener.
Huh.
And the slugs love it. And instead of having dead snails eat it, gobble it right up too, but instead of having their shells laying all over the place, you know, these dead snail shells, they go and crawl back down in the ground, and they die down in there, and you never see them again.
Nice.
You get the
snail and slug genocide without having to look at all the dead corpses.
Right.
Nice.
And I use this stuff regularly for two solid years, okay?
Yeah.
Around the perimeter of the property, in all my flower beds, around various plants. I have some rock gardens, so I had to use it around there because that's one of their favorite places to hide,
you know,
is in rock work and stuff. And at any rate, last year, I didn't see slug, snail, nothing. Zero.
Nice.
And this year, I've seen a couple little slime trails, so I'm going to get the stuff out again and use it some more. The name of it again is Sluggo, I had to hunt for it. I found one garden supply place here that handles it. Now,
I'm sorry, Linda. Let me jump in here for a quick break. Folks, we're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. And back to Linda in Oregon, giving me some gardening tips dealing with my slug problem.
Yeah,
this
particular product will work really well for you, but let me warn you about something.
Okay.
Since it is iron, you don't want to get it on your concrete. It will stain. You don't want to track it back in your house. Your wife will kill you.
Okay. Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Because it would stain your carpet.
Oh, what color?
I don't know. It's rust. It's iron, so probably orangey.
Yeah. It's kind of orangey already. Yeah, that's good, though. That's good to know. I appreciate that.
Little orange foot tracks all across the carpet.
Yeah, she would definitely kill me. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's as far as what you're talking about, the rest of the stuff there tonight, I did want to make a comment about that was I seriously believe that there is going to be an incident in this country.
I think so, too. Do you think it'll be here?
Yeah, I do. It's going to have to be something, whether it's real or phonied up, for him to do a absolute 100% lockdown on everything in this country.
They certainly covered their legal bases with a potential lockdown, have they not?
Yeah, they've pretty well got that taken up. And you notice today in the news, too, that deal about ABC leaking this supposedly sensitive material.
Which sensitive material would that be?
Let me try to remember what it was now. It was about the black op order that he gave to disrupt the government in Iran.
Yes, which is very interesting that there would be such a big bunch of hoopla over that whole thing.
They've been doing that for years
anyway. Exact story has been out there many times.
Time.
Yeah, and it's interesting if you've read the story, which I have it here, and we'll get into it later tonight maybe if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into talking about it, saying, hey, look, this that Dick Cheney was pushing for an armed conflict with Iran, and this is Bush's way of saying, look, we don't need a war. We can destabilize them from within. And so, you know, George Bush to the rescue with his white cowboy hat versus Dick Cheney with his black cowboy hat, evil man who wants to start a war. Now, what they don't mention is that the office that heads up the whole thing, it's not in that article, but it's a true statement. The office that heads up that whole disinformation destabilization technique with Iran in particular is Dick Cheney's daughter. So I seriously doubt ABC's assessment. I think that story was planted.
And
just out there to make it look like, hey, look, we're doing the diplomacy thing. We're also trying to do the destabilization thing. We're doing everything possible to avoid a war with Iran. At the same time, of course, having that show of force and those naval exercises in the Straits of Hormuz, where it says in that exact story that the straits are so narrow that U.S. ships have a tendency to bump into other boats.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there could be an incident, an accident.
There is another possibility there, however.
What's that?
It's an entirely possibility that if a country goes totally dictatorial, which this one is rapidly heading for.
Yes.
What is the most dangerous thing that they have to control? Information.
Oh, yeah.
And if they can get enough stuff out there of things being leaked to the media and media's talking about this and media's talking about, even though they own the media.
Yeah, it makes the media look like they're heroes.
But
and they're more
it would give them a reason to lock down the media.
Oh,
and
well said.
This, and only let on the TV set and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Russia did. Mm-hmm. All you ever got was what Russian high command okayed.
Yeah.
You know, something very similar to that they could be working up to, and one little incident here, another little incident there, and finally King George will say, that's it, no more. Lock it down.
Mm, well said.
And anyway, okay, have a good night. I'll continue listening on the computer here. And
wonderful.
Enjoy yourself.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Appreciate your input. Fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Linda. Bye-bye. Sluggo. I'm going to have to get me some Sluggo. Manny, write that down. We're going to go and try to get a sponsorship from Sluggo. All right, buddy. The only thing better than Sluggo is Sluggo for free. All right. You know, along the same lines of what Linda was saying, if the media is seen to be leaking information and really ticking off the powers that be, the administration and whatnot, I think it also, contrary to what she's saying, that the media could be locked down as a result, I think that the mainstream media will probably be continued on, because it is controlled, and give the appearance of freedom and free-thinking people and the appearance of real information without actually having any substance to it. I think that the media can be portrayed in people's minds as being fantastic. Like, look at these guys. They blew the lid off this destabilization plan in Iran. No, they didn't. They're just the most recent ones to do it. Big deal. It's the same story. It's been out there for ages and ages. We've been talking about it for a while, too. So I do think that it's contrived anger that the White House has. You remember how they said, we got to clamp down on these leaks. It gives them an excuse to put all the regulations in place to control the media in the future. But I think that the mainstream media will be allowed to continue in the fashion that it does, simply in order to give the appearance. Because that's all people in America, for the most part, want, is just the appearance of freedom. That's enough, usually, for most people. As long as they don't have anything that they need to, oh, I guess I need to flip over and listen to what the president has to say, and I'll miss my American Idol. No. As long as people think everything's kind of status quo, they just continue on in their slumber. Let's go to Rodney, Texas. Rodney, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good evening, or good morning, Frank.
Yes. Well, good evening for both of us at the moment, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not quite there yet.
Not quite. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, man. I've been trying to get a live show on you. I heard, I think it was a replay of your show with the privacy crisis guy.
Well, okay. So you did it. You heard a replay. Was that on the weekend?
I don't remember.
Okay. It
was a good show nevertheless.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Grant Hall, fantastic man. Excellent impression.
Yeah. I get the sense that whenever he's on there, you know, he can't really relate everything, because, well, it's a lot of information there, number one. And number two, you know, you don't want to tell everything that's in the book because obviously he's trying to, you know, make a little money off of his knowledge.
Yeah, I think what it really is, and it's hard to explain a lot of this stuff because when you're reading the book, which is, again, phenomenal, and it's going from start to finish, it's building on information that has previously been put out in the book. So, you know, page 2 relates to page 1, page 20 relates to page 15, and so on and so forth. So it's a steady progression of learning as you go through the book, and it's hard sometimes to bounce around like we do. Mm-hmm. And only an hour, of course, is not a whole lot of time to really get some information out there. The other thing, too, is that Grant has to be very careful, and I think he does a phenomenal job of it. He has come under extra scrutiny as a result of being, you know, on this show, and it certainly put his techniques to the test, and they're holding up amazingly well, as you'd expect they would. But, you know, it's still a situation where these are insider secrets. They don't want this stuff out there, you know?
Well, I actually used one of his very simple techniques. I went into my bank, and I don't normally like to go into my bank, but I had some confidential information got out, and I had to make a few changes to deal with that. And so in the past, when I go into the bank, they normally will talk with me right there, you know, on the main, in the lobby area, mm-hmm. of the bank, and I always felt uncomfortable mm-hmm. with that because I don't think that's very professional. Because you never know who's standing within earshot range of you and whoever,
absolutely.
And they can hear that information. And I noticed he really emphasized the importance of communications with you know, with your confidential information,
mm-hmm.
and. I just simply told the clerk, you know, this is very confidential information, and I don't feel comfortable talking about this right here in this lobby area here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys have offices. Can I step aside to an office and you know, and talk about this there?
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, and of course they did, but the problem is a lot of these people that work in these banks, man, for some odd reason they have this thing in their back of their mind that it, oh, well, you know, you can talk about that here. Nobody is around. And,
mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and I just use a couple of that simple technique of just mentioning in a real nice, a non-confrontational manner that I wanted to discuss this information in the office away from even employees there in the bank, because we recently had a situation here in Austin where they caught a couple of employees stealing people's credit card information. and using it for their own good, yeah. or, you know, or they use
their
the criminal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I know that's, that may sound like that's a little thing, you know, and you would, one would think that the people at the bank would have enough sense to automatically say, well, you know, I think we need to go and sit down in the office and take care of this. But
isn't it amazing? You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I think some of it is because they want people to get in, to become conditioned to just discuss your pertinent information anytime, anywhere, and I'm not that type of person. You know, I like being private. I like my privacy.
It's an excellent point, Rodney. I remember when the Patriot Act came out, Walmart, of course, issued a series of directives to their employees. I have the paperwork, actually. I should read it sometime on the air. And what it says is basically, in compliance with the USA Patriot Act, we need this, this, and this. However, we instruct our employees to try to get as much information as possible, including social security number, place of employment, home phone number, address, you know, shoe size, everything impossible. And they said if anybody starts asking questions, what do you need this for? Call a manager and they'll smooth it all over. So it's very intriguing, and it gels exactly with what you're saying. And I can't tell you how many times, Rodney, that I've been somewhere, I don't know, in line somewhere or whatever, and somebody says, I need your social security number, and somebody will just yell it out. And I'm just thinking,
just blurt out
or a phone number. Yeah, because if I was an unscrupulous person, I'd have these people. I mean, I would totally take them to task. But, you know, I'm not like that, thank God. But, you know, not everybody is like that, like me.
Well, and I know you've heard these knuckleheads that say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, well, why not? Well, look, you know, maybe I'm old school, but I came up in the day and time when you treated your confidential and personal private information, you know, in a very businesslike and professional manner.
Yeah,
and that meant that you didn't just blurt out information. I don't care if the president of the United States was in the room. You don't do it.
That's right.
You know, that's the way I was taught. And
you know what I always do, Rodney, when they respond, just to kind of throw them off? I'll say,
what's that?
I'll say, you first. Call up, and they'll say, I need your social security number. You first. They'll be like, huh? You know, it just stuns them into silence, and then I just explain myself. Go ahead. You tell me yours. Show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Would you believe, Frank, that when I did ask, you know, look, I'm real concerned about my confidential information falling into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because just about every other customer, I guess that it came before I did, they didn't challenge these people, with the issue of confidentiality. And, when I said, well, I don't want to give my personal information out standing right here in this lobby, they looked at me like they were looking at a ghost.
Right.
Well, this guy's oddball. No, I'm not an oddball.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Yeah, except that, you know, every story of identity theft involves stuff like this happening. And then, of course, you'll get all the experts and even bank officials will say, well, they shouldn't have done it like this, you know. But at the same time, you know, they treat you like you're a pariah if you ask for a little bit of professional courtesy. I mean, I'm glad that they went along with it, and I think that's the way we got to play it. You have to appeal to these people in the same fashion that if they were a customer at their own bank or at another person's bank or any other sort of institution that requires this kind of information, just, you know, appeal to them. Say, hey, look, you're just like me. You know, when you clock out for the day, you go and do things, and you're concerned about your personal information too. So, you know, cut me a break here. Sympathize.
And the other thing is just to make sure that manager, that bank understood that I meant, you know, I meant what I was saying. I called the president of that bank and I talked with, they didn't want me to, you know, the secretaries always like to try to intercept the information so that they can say, well, we'll take care of it. And they don't want that to get to the CEO or whoever. I told him, I told him what happened, and I said, if any of my confidential information gets lost, mishandled, and I have to go through months of trying to deal with somebody stealing my confidential information. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm not going to be doing business with you guys in the future. Number two, there's going to be some legal issues that you guys are going to have to deal with. And
that's
I
right.
told him, I'm not making a threat,
mm-hmm.
but this is common knowledge that people steal other people's information.
Yes.
I just didn't feel like I had been mm-hmm. dealt with professionally. And this guy said, don't worry about it. And he made a call to a few other people. And you know the old saying, mm-hmm. the stuff rolls downhill.
Yes, it does.
And I'm pretty sure that those individuals, because I got a call a couple of days after that from another person that was over the manager at my bank, and she said, she was very apologetic and
sure.
told me it wouldn't happen again and so on and so forth. But, I was upset, but I didn't curse and use all kinds of profanity.
That's the right way to play it, my friend.
I had a couple other things.
Hang on a second. Quick break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to.
glad you're here. Tale of Hour number one, my friends, of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and this hour being brought to you by the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. As I've mentioned many times, the craziness, the busyness of Branson, Missouri, lots of great shows and amusement parks and fun things to do, museums and little tourist trap type of things, but it's a lot of fun if you've never been. And also, of course, the quiet and peace of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, where Howard Creek Resort is located. It's a fantastic place, perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. And you can go ahead and check them out online for more information. www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And, of course, heading into a Memorial Day weekend might be a perfect time for you to make a quick trip out there with the family. Check it out. And, of course, one of the great things about Howard Creek that is unique to what they do is they do allow one-night rentals, which I think is fantastic, because every other place in Arkansas that I've encountered always has a two-night minimum, and even if you're, you know, you just can't do it. You know, with my schedule, for example, I can't do that. But let's go to back to Rodney in Texas. You know, Rodney, you were talking about privacy information. You were talking about dealing with the bank. And I would say this. Just because they may view your personal information as not valuable to them, it is valuable to you. And I would ask any bank official and say, how do you deal with your cash deposits when Wells Fargo comes trucking in here with their armored vehicles and guns, you know, strapped to their sides, and big, huge, beefy dudes carrying bags of money and whatnot? You know, you take a few extra precautions with that. You don't throw that around. You don't have guys going, hey, toss me that bag of cash all the way across the lobby. Why should I toss out my personal information? You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Great point, Frank. You know, something else that I noticed, before and I've been with this current bank for over 10 years, in the last year, they went from what appeared to be American workers to just nearly everybody at the bank are all, they're all Hispanic.
See.
And they all speak English quite well, and they're all real nice. But I mean, just about everybody there had a Hispanic name, that kind of, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. You know, all of a sudden the changeover from you know, American workers, you know, to the bank, you know, nearly being all Hispanic. Do you think it's just the area, you know, here in Texas that I live in, or?
You know, or, what I think it is, honestly? I think for a Hispanic employee, you're going to be able to get an account at that bank. If they trust you enough to hire you, they're going to give you a bank account. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, the influx of Latin America, or, you know, Latinos, mm-hmm. into this country, I think that kind of dictates mm-hmm. that too. But I don't necessarily, you know, as long as they treat, you know, give me the business that sure. I need, that's all that really matters. But I did notice that, but now here's a couple other things that I want to ask you about. Have you ever interviewed any psychoanalysts or psychiatrists or
I have, yes.
What is your take on people that are in that profession, Frank? Because I have my own opinion of psychiatrists, and it's not necessarily a good one, but I'd like to hear your take on it.
That sounds good. We got to pause here for a quick legal ID, my friend, and we'll come back. We'll only have a few minutes before our guest joins us, but I will do my best to answer that, and we'll explore whatever else we have time for. Folks, please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 90 seconds.